Hi, my name is Olivia Mundell, and I studied abroad in Barcelona in the fall of my junior year, and this is a story of the time I broke my wrist in Capri and navigating everything after that. Okay, so basically, I traveled from Barcelona to Naples with my roommates in Barcelona and then took a ferry from Naples to Capri. We had an awesome first day in Capri, just traveling around the island and experiencing everything. And the second day we had a boat, which was going to show us the caves and things like around. And it was an awesome experience, it was beautiful. But when I was getting off of the boat, I was helped off by our guide and I stood onto a really rocky dock and I fell back into the boat where I broke my wrist. But I didn't know I had broken it at the time. I just thought I like sprained it or something because I'd never broken a bone.
Did spraining your wrist affect the rest of your trip?
So I think because I was like in such shock, I didn't feel how like much it hurt like until a few hours later. So I couldn't really move my wrist, but I could still move my fingers. So all of my friends were like comforting me saying like, you must not have broken it. Like you must have just sprained it. So we actually went back to the hotel. I took a nap and I woke up and it hurt so much more. But we had dinner and I was like, I'll just ice it. I won't touch it. So I went to dinner with my friends and had it like on the table. I wasn't moving it. It was getting progressively more and more swollen. And it wasn't until after dinner when I went back to the hotel where I was like, it's definitely broken because of how much it hurt and how
swollen it was. Did it affect you getting back to Barcelona?
So we were supposed to leave the next morning anyway. And at this point, I had already spent so much time without knowing I should really go to a hospital and there wasn't like the best medicine or easily accessible medicine on the island. So our ferry was for early in the morning, so I just slept with it, waited it out, and got to Naples, where I then flew back to Barcelona with it broken.
How did you navigate, like, finding a doctor in Barcelona?
That was probably the hardest part of it all. It was, like, when I was traveling with it broken, I didn't have the confirmation from a doctor that it was broken, so I kind of was able to convince myself like it was fine. But then when I was back in Barcelona and had to figure out how to get to a hospital, which hospital to go to, and how to like communicate with them, that was the hardest thing. But my school set me up with a Spanish hospital in Barcelona. It was like a 30-minute train ride or bus ride away. I had to switch buses, which was hard to navigate, and then because this was the only hospital with our insurance that would cover rather than being reimbursed through an English-speaking hospital, I went with a translator from my school. But it was still, like, a very confusing experience.
Did you have, like, your cast, or what did you have that did, like, affect your rest of your trip?
I had a cast for, I want to say, 4 weeks. And it was pretty thin because I was lucky that I hadn't actually broken my wrist. I had broken, like, the very end of one of my arm bones. So it was, like, a very small fracture. So I had a thin cast, which affected day-to-day things. I was honestly pretty upset for the four or five days, I want to say, after I got the cast, I was like in an awful mood going to class because it was still in so much pain that like I would wake up and try and convince myself to be excited for the day and like experience things. But after I'd gone to class, I was just so ready to get back in bed and like elevate it. But after the first week, I got more and more used to wearing the cast. And then because I had been taking like medicine for it, I got supplements, I was really careful with it, I was luckily able to get it off just after 4 weeks, and then I had a brace I could take on and off. But it was a learning experience, so I feel like in the moment it was something that I was like, this is ruining my entire experience. This is all I'm going to think about when I think back on abroad. And now it's such a blip in my memory of my time there. And it's like more so like it grew me into like who I was when I left.
It's like a funny thing to look back on, too.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even remember the brace or the cast part of it. I just remember breaking my wrist. But then that month after was, like, I was in such a bad mood because of it. But then I think back to, like, my whole time abroad, and I don't even remember the cast, really, or, like, it affecting my experience. So it was definitely a negative part of my abroad, but I also got to, like, experience parts of the country or the city that I wouldn't have, and it made me feel like I was really living there, having to, like, navigate the whole medical system, so. Yeah, that's my story.